Why, hello there. How's your day been? I'm going to hazard the guess and say it's not been too good, eh? Oh, what makes me say that? The fact you have a face like thunder, that you are all but stomping around the place, that you just look absolutely furious, and the energy you're giving off is one of intense irritation. I can very much see that it's not been a good day. Do you want to put your bags down and come and tell me about it? Come on. Come and sit on the couch with me. Come get comfy. You can change first if you'd like. Into something more comfortable. All my hoodies are clean. That's all I'll say. Why don't you come? Come on. Come over here. Sit down next to me. See? It's a nice comfy couch. Isn't that a lot better than wandering around the apartment and stamping your feet and huffing and puffing? I'm not mocking you. I mean that very genuinely. Sometimes it's good to get these emotions out, and if you want to keep doing it, then I am all for it. You keep doing what you need to do. But I thought I might be more comfortable and it might feel better just to sit down here with me. So, do you want to tell me what went on today? Ah, yes. I wondered when I was next going to hear that name. Ever since they've started, you two have been butting heads as they wander around thinking they are God's gift to just everyone. Meanwhile, they have no idea what they're doing, won't ask for help, keep getting in the way, and keep just creating more work for everybody else, and everyone, by the sounds of it, is miserable. You included, but quite frankly, you are the only one I care about, so here we are. What did they do today? Just keep me straight on this one. They had no reason to be doing any of that, right? Like, it wasn't a project they were working on. They weren't covering for anyone, right? No one's off at the moment. Right, so they just decided to stick their nose in, mess something up, and then drop the mic and wander away because reasons. Aye, wonderful. What a muppet. Hey. Oh, I know, it's just stupid when people do things like this. Like, they had absolutely no reason to get involved with anything, but the only reason they did was... What exactly? Like, I still didn't understand. This is all just ridiculous. I mean, making more work for everyone else and then complaining when, like, people exclude them from things. And it's not even like they're being actively excluded. People just don't think to invite them because they've not made a good impression on anyone. So why would anyone bother? Like, come on, why don't you turn around? I'll give your shoulders a wee rub and you can tell me all about what happened today, okay? All right. That's better. Okay. Talk me through it, blow by blow, play by play. Oh, cool. So they were late this morning as well. Was there, like, a reason? No. Well, I suppose having a dentist appointment does kind of count. Like, you gotta take care of your teeth. But, like, did they tell anyone? Oh, no. No, of course not. So nobody knew. They just turned up late. Right, got it. How does that feel? No pressure there? Okay, grand. Keep going. Keep telling me about all the things. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know, I remember them. Aye. They started about the same time as you, didn't they? Good. Oh, good, so now it's coming back on you, even though realistically you've had nothing to do with this. Your managers just aren't the best, aren't they? Like, not all that switched on. That's definitely the impression I'm getting. And I have gotten for a while, if I'm honest. I know they try, but still, like, trying is one thing, actually succeeding is completely another. But, sorry, keep going. Oh, you're holding a lot of tension here. It's all right, I can work this out. You just keep telling me about your day, about all the things that have upset you, okay? Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. It's always nice when people want to help, but it's not so nice when they just get in the way and they're a pain in the ass when they're doing it, eh? No. What else can you do? Just smile and nod. There's not really much else you can do in those situations. You just have to basically go with the flow, which is something I both love and hate, because sometimes it's the least stressful, but sometimes you know it's just going to lead to more stress later on. And in this instance, it definitely seems like it's more stress later on for you. And I do not like you being stressed. It makes me unhappy when you're stressed. You are a wonderful, intelligent, beautiful woman who is caring and kind and supportive and does all you can to look after your colleagues, and sometimes they really, really don't deserve it. No, it's true. Like, today's a perfect example. Some people came along under the guise of supposedly helping, did nothing of note, got in the way, and then were like, oh, well, why are you annoyed that, like, when I came over here to help? That is ridiculous. They need to grow up, mature, and communicate properly and realize that sometimes your help is not wanted, and there's nothing wrong with that. But it's unfortunate that you have to keep stating boundaries and you have to keep enforcing them, and people keep wandering over and going, oh, well, yeah, this doesn't quite work for me. See? Exactly. So here's what we're going to do tonight. We are going to have a nice, relaxed evening. Would you like me to draw you a bath? Okay. I will make you some dinner. I've got some things in the fridge. I can put something together without any issue. It'll be nice, tasty, delicious, and heartwarming and good for the soul. You are going to relax. You are not going to touch your work stuff until tomorrow when you have to go to work. No, that is non-negotiable. Do you have actual work you need to do from home tonight? Well, you can help them tomorrow, surely enough. Right, grand. That's what you'll do then. You will meet up with them tomorrow, because God knows most of their day is spent either in the break room or just like hanging out in other people's offices and desks, so they can make a wee bit of time for you so that they, you know, you can give them the help that they need. That frankly, if what you've been saying for the last few weeks is true, they shouldn't have been waiting this long to get. But that's neither here nor there. We're going to have a relaxing evening and I'm going to take care of you. Because all this mess that's going on is not your fault. And anyone who says otherwise clearly doesn't understand what's going on or is trying to avoid taking accountability for their own actions. You are not a lightning rod for other people's emotions and other people's bad days. Even those under you. And definitely not for those above you. So for the rest of the evening, we are not going to be thinking about them. We're not even going to discuss them. Not unless you really want to. And if you do, let's do it. We can have tea, I can break open a bottle of wine, we can do whatever, we can paint nails. I know, but I'm happy to help however I can. But we will do whatever it is that we need to do to make you feel better. And to make sure that the rest of this day doesn't come into the rest of this evening. Work stops at the door of the office, not ours. And it doesn't start until you get to the office. At least that's how it's meant to be, even though sometimes that's not how it goes. But we'll take things as they come. And see, there's that pretty smile. I always think it's so sad when you come back and you're so stressed, particularly because of all the effort you put into this role and how rare it is that people give you the acknowledgement that you deserve. But that's on them, not on you. You are so smart and you are great at spotting problems before they appear, and you are great at doing everything you can to mitigate those problems before they become, you know, problems. It is an amazing skill. It's one you use with us as well, and I am so thankful for it. But for tonight, you're not going to be doing anything. You are just going to be letting me take care of you. That is all that's needed of you. All that's wanted of you. Beyond that, there are no expectations. There is nothing that you're obliged to do. You have no obligations beyond what I've already said. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you're following. It's a fairly simple set of instructions, but I know you can push back on occasion when you feel you should be doing other things. But for now, there is nothing else you should be doing, my beautiful lady. You are all mine, and I'm going to take care of you, and I'm going to take away all the rest of the tension from this day, because your shoulders are unbelievably tense. Yes, they are. You hold a lot of tension in your shoulders, and in your feet as well, actually, but I think that's just a general thing. I don't think that's specific to you. But you're going to relax, okay? You are just going to sit here with me for a little bit. And then we'll see about getting you in a bath or a shower, whichever one you prefer, okay? And everything else will get taken care of by me. You included. Nod your head if you agree. Even a little bit begrudgingly. Fantastic, there it is. All right. So you relax, okay? Okay. Or I could always make you relax. No, I know you like neck kisses. I like giving them to you. And I like hearing that little catch in your breath when they happen. It makes me happy, amongst many other things. That's right. You just relax. Lean back against me and let me take care of everything else. Now I know you like it when I run my hands down your body like that. I know what you like. I pay very close attention to every single thing. I do. I like watching you. I like hearing you. I like all the movement, the sounds, the reactions. And you just lay back against me and let me enjoy all of them as I enjoy every single moment. And as I make sure you enjoy them too.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.